Good morning, this is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. And as you know, every day of our life, every moment of our life, we have choices to make. And this show is about how to make the best choices to make your life even better than it already is. And today, thank you so much for joining me, because we're going to be talking about, is laughter the best medicine? And our guest today is Jeffrey Breyer, and I'm so honored to have Jeffrey with us today. He is the director of the Laughter Yoga Institute. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on the show.
Jeffrey, we're so excited to have you here, and we're excited to be talking about laughter and how laughter can help us relax and help us release endorphins and help us be healthier. And so I wanted to ask you, do you remember when was the first time you started trying to make people laugh?
Well, I actually do have recollections of being very young, and I realized that when people took pictures, like, you know, the old cameras with film, you know, that did not take, have developed, when they took those pictures, when they're looking at the pictures afterwards, I noticed that sometimes when people were looking at their snapshots, they would laugh. And so I took it upon myself to try to create the pictures that would cause people to laugh. And so for much of my childhood, if I was aware the camera was on me, I would do some kind of funny face or hold up some funny object, because later I realized people would look at the pictures and they go, "Oh, Jeffrey," and they laugh. And I had identified even then that when they laughed, they felt good. You know, people feel happy when they're laughing. It's an expression of peacefulness and joy and being glad, enjoying the present moment is what the message that laughter communicates. So ever since I was a little kid, I'm trying to help people laugh.
And isn't it wonderful that something you found as a child that helped you make people happy and made you happy could become a profession? And I don't really know what laughter yoga is, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are not real familiar with it. So could you explain to us what laughter yoga is and what the difference is between regular yoga and laughter yoga?
Okay, I'd be glad to. Laughter yoga is a relatively new technique. It's going on 20 years since its creation. It was developed by a medical doctor in India in collaboration with his wife, a yoga teacher, and it's a method whereby anyone and everyone can have the health benefits of laughter, which are numerous, and you can have them reliably, like a doctor could prescribe, you know, you need 20 minutes of laughter a day, 5 days a week. We fulfill the prescription and then come back in 2 months and we'll see how you're doing. And it used to be that it was unreliable, you know, because if someone were to say, oh, you need to laugh more, you might watch your favorite TV show or they'll say the movies that make you laugh, but after you've watched them a few times, you're not laughing anymore. You're just admiring the ability of the comedian. Or, you know, sometimes you watch your favorite TV show and they have an episode that wasn't all that funny. So you just can't count on laughter in the real world. If people tell you jokes, they start telling you a joke and you stop them and you say, sorry, I've already heard that joke before, I can't laugh at it. Well, this technique...
Isn't it funny, though, that sometimes what's funny to some of us is not very funny to other people? And you were saying this technique?
This technique makes it that we don't use humor or comedy at all. We do laughter as a participatory activity, as a form of exercise, because one of the great things about laughter is that it communicates with people on a level that's beyond the intellect or below the intellect. In order to laugh at something that our intellect perceives as funny, there has to be a context, there has to be freshness, there has to be, you know, juxtaposition or unexpected. But pure laughter, like the laughter little children do when they're just having fun playing, that kind of laughter works for everyone, even if they don't understand jokes, even if they don't speak the language. I mean, I could tell you a joke in French, but would you understand it?
Probably not.
But I could do a laughter exercise with you, and we'll do a laughter exercise soon, and you'll be laughing, and I'll be laughing, and everyone that wants to will be laughing, and no joke required. And in this way, you can reliably get the health benefits of laughter. You don't use jokes, you do laughter as a deliberate, voluntary form of exercise. But the secret is you do it with other people. And then the laughter becomes contagious and real, especially in the context of playfulness and just have fun. We find that laughing from having fun gives you the same benefit as laughing at something that you think is funny.
I'm hearing you say that anybody can genuinely laugh, even if they don't think something's funny. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They just have to do it, and ideally with others who are doing it with them. And soon, the laughter, even if it starts as forced or just intentional, it very soon becomes real and contagious because of the contagiousness of laughter when done with other like-minded people who want to have fun and want to have laughter. It's a minute. Would you like to experience it right now?
I would.
Okay, so I'm going to do an easy, breezy, super easy way of laughing. And first, we're going to just do one thing which also demonstrates how this work has a lot in common with traditional yoga. Because traditional yoga is what I sometimes call stretchy yoga. And I've been a teacher of traditional yoga for 40 years now, and I still continue to teach it. One of the important emphases, things we focus on in yoga, is breathing. And generally the breath is full and slow. It's managed. So we're going to do a breathing exercise first, and then we'll turn it into a laughter exercise. We call this arms up the front. So what we're going to do is have our arms free so we can lift them. And when we inhale through our nose, we'll bring our arms up above our head. If you can, if it hurts, just bring them up a little bit. We'll bring the arms down and blow out to our mouth. Pushing the old air out. And try and use the exercise to deliberately empty our lungs with air. Let's do that again. Through the nose, take a big breath in, lungs to the mouth. Through the mouth, bring the arms down, push that old air out. Empty the lungs with old, stale air. Now relax. Okay, now we're going to just add that when we breathe out, instead of breathing out quietly, we'll breathe out making sounds of laughter. That's perfectly okay if it's just pretend sounds like ha 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 ho 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 yee 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 yuck yuck ar 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 ooh ooh. But use the breathing intentionally to push the old air out of your lungs while making sounds of laughter. Now if it does turn into real laughter, it's perfectly fine. It doesn't have to, we'll still get help benefit even for just doing the exercise. So here we go. Bring the arms up and inhale. Laughter sounds out. Let's do that again now. If you're someplace where there are other people around doing it, if you look in their eyes and realize they're laughing with you. They're not laughing at you, they're laughing with you. We're doing an exercise, you got a group exercise, laughter exercise. Okay, let's do that. Take a big breath in, arms up. Laugh with others. Okay, good. Now you can imagine, you can just continue laughing if you feel like it. If you want to keep laughing, it's okay.
But
you can imagine, your story can tell. But if you were in a room with 2 or 5 or 100 other people and they're all looking around laughing, their minds would be going, this doesn't make any sense. I'm laughing at nothing. Nothing's happened to laugh at. But everyone else is also laughing, so it's kind of like, you're right. It doesn't make any sense to the mind, but it sure feels good for the body. And
yeah.
The wisdom of the body kind of tips over and says, let's just laugh anyway. We don't need a joke. And then eventually what we do is
I hope our listeners are doing this with us because I hope they're feeling better already. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Well, it's a choice. And what we'll do in the laughter yoga session is we'll do a series of exercises, like that was a breathing exercise that becomes a laughter exercise. And we'll do a whole bunch of other exercises. Some of them look like you're pretending to open a credit card bill, but instead of crying when you open the bill, you just laugh. And you show it to other people, and they laugh at you, and they show you theirs, and you laugh at theirs, too. And other exercises might be like when you pretend you're getting a phone call, you hold the phone up to your ear, but there's no real phone, you're just pretending, and you laugh, and you share it with someone else, and they laugh, and so on. So there's a repertoire of about 40 standard laughter yoga exercises, and then expanded versions of hundreds and thousands of other laughter exercises. I myself have published a book.
So
it's called The Great Traditional Mythology of Laughter Exercise.
Is that your
book? It's not subtle and fun. My book is called The Great Big Anthology of Laughter Exercises. You can get it on Amazon.com or by calling.
Oh, I want for me. That's on Amazon.com. The Great Big Anthology of Laughter Exercises.
That's it, yeah. We've also had sessions on how to lead a laughter session. So let me just share with you, why should we do this? What good is laughing? And this also ties in with your earlier question, what does it have to do with regular yoga? Well, laughter has a number of health benefits, and they've been proven by research that's been done since the 1970s, thanks largely to the success of the book Anatomy of an Illness by the author Norman Cousins. And Norman Cousins was a man who had a painful, debilitating disease from which he recovered using only vitamin therapy and heavy doses of laughter. One of the first things that Norman Cousins noticed was if he laughed for a good 10 minutes, he liked to watch Muffs Brothers movies, W.C. Fields movies, Candid Camera TV shows. If he could get a period of the show where he laughed for 10 minutes, his pain would disappear, and he could catch up on his sleep. He could sleep for about 2 hours without pain. So often he would just watch funny movies until he'd laugh for 10 minutes, then he'd take a nap for 2 hours, and he'd wake up and turn on the projector again and watch more movies. So he wrote this book, and thanks to the book, a lot of research was done, and it showed that laughter undoes the negative effects of stress, strengthens our immune system, improves oxygen levels in our blood and in our brain, and when we have better levels of oxygen in our brain, we think more clearly, we feel more energetic and healthy. Laughter also causes our blood vessels to dilate, open wider, which means we have better circulation of this oxygen-rich blood, and it's really good for our blood pressure. With the blood vessels open wider, the heart doesn't have to work so hard to push the blood through the bloodstream. So all these health benefits of laughter have been proven. So again, the challenge to the health-building community is how can you reliably have laughter? And the answer, at least one answer, is this technique, laughter yoga, laughter as exercise. And in that way, this kind of laughter has a lot in common with traditional yoga. There's a lot of breathing involved. There are physical activities involved. This kind of laughter won't do a whole lot for your strength. You don't tend to do a lot of exercises which have demands upon your strength, whereas traditional yoga will often have exercises to challenge your strength and your balance. But it does have an aerobic component, laughter yoga does, and one of the wonderful things is that the aerobic challenge can be as vigorous or as gentle as you wish. Like the exercise we just did when we brought our arms up above our head, if we love we can laugh out very vigorously. But if we want to, we could laugh out very gently. So it's a form of mild aerobic exercise that's ideal for everyone. Very fit people can do laughter yoga and run around the room and pretend they're pushing a lawnmower and climbing up and down the walls, work up a sweat. And people who are not so fit can sit in a chair, shuffle gently, smile at their neighbors, and they'll still get benefits, including mild aerobic benefits. It's just a wonderful technique. I love sharing it. So thank you again for having me on the show and letting me share this with you.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. Now, are there more than one type of laughing yoga? Are there more training programs? I think you've taken a couple of different training programs, haven't you?
The idea of laughing for its therapeutic benefits certainly goes back quite some time. I mean, it's just kind of intuitive wisdom that people know that laughter is good for one's health and good ones for one's emotional well-being. So there are different schools. Perhaps the largest is the Dr. Kataria School of Laughter Yoga, of which I'm a trainer and a master trainer. I'm a trainer of trainers. But I've also taken the laughing meditation training of Sarito Sun, which comes from the tradition of the spiritual teacher Osho, who earlier in his life was known as Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. And he used to have many meditations to help people get out of their critical minds and into the joy of the moment, and one was a laughter meditation. Also, there was an offshoot of laughter yoga by a fellow named Steve Wilson, a psychologist who first brought Dr. Kataria over to the USA. His program is called World Laughter Tour, and this program has a little more emphasis on the use of humor as well as unconditional laughter. So in the World Laughter Tour, you might learn more about how to use props to get people to laugh or how to tell jokes effectively. Whereas in the Dr. Kataria School, we deliberately don't use jokes. Because, like I said earlier, if I were to tell you a joke in French, you wouldn't be laughing. You'd be going, oh, that's a pretty language. I wish I knew what was going on. You know, you'd be lost. So we go right to the kind of laughter that children do when they're 3, 4, 5 years old. Even though our bodies may be, you know, 50 or 100, and we're pretending to talk on the telephone and laughing, we laugh like little kids. Like, if you go to a playground, there's a little girl swinging on a swing, and she's laughing, then you get so fun. If you go up to her and say, little girl, why are you laughing? She's not going to say, oh, yesterday I heard a very funny joke about a tricycle, and I just love tricycle jokes, and I've been laughing ever since. No, the little girls would go, I'm just laughing, it just feels so good, it's fun. So that's the kind of laughter we do in laughter yoga, the unconditional, joyful, playful laughter of little children, which we do no matter what our body's age may be. And when we do, we get the health benefits of laughing like little kids. We feel like little kids again, even if our bodies can't do the same things they could do when we were little kids.
Wonderful. Jeffrey, stay with me.
Okay.
Listeners, this is Jeffrey Breyer that we're talking to today. Jeffrey is the director of the Laughter Yoga Institute, and he's talking with us about laughter and the difference that it can make in our lives and in our health. And it's such a pleasure to have him here with us today. So stay with us. And when you get a chance, please go over to my website, judymorio.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-I-O.com, and sign up for my free newsletter. It comes out once a month. And also, drop me a note there. Let me know the types of things you would like us to talk about on Choices Radio. And just keep on listening today, if you would, because we're talking to Jeffrey Breyer, the director of the Laughter Yoga Institute, and I'm so delighted to have you here, Jeffrey. How would you suggest that people go about having regular daily laughter practice?
Well, if you can find something that consistently helps you to laugh, more power to you. Please share. I have a pretty good success rate with the television show Big Bang Theory. And so I bought the DVDs. I watch them from time to time. But it's still not reliable because some episodes aren't as funny as others, and others I've seen them so many times, I only laugh at, you know, the highlight moment. The ideal way is to find other people with whom you can laugh and get together and laugh with them. For example, here in Laguna Beach, California, we have a laughter club, which meets 7 days a week. So I go there every single day except for the days when I'm laughing at other places. Like 2 days a week I teach a laughter yoga class at the senior center, and usually 1 day a week I give some presentation for some business group. So on those days I might not go and laugh in the morning. But ideally, find a laughter club near you and go and laugh with those people, because it's so much easier and more fun to laugh with others than to just laugh with a television rerun or a video or an audio recording, and they're not reliable. So you can find laughter clubs all over the world by going to laughteryoga.org and click on the link to find clubs. You search by your country, your state, nearby cities, and hopefully you find them. Or get in touch with me and at joyfulbee.com. That's my easy to remember website.
Joyfulbee.
J-O-Y-F-U-L-B.com. And from there, send me a message, and I'll help you find a laughter club wherever you are. Or you can take you can train to be yourself a certified laughter yoga leader, and then you can have a laughter club meet whenever you want. And also, in the training, we teach you how to laugh by yourself. It's harder to laugh by yourself than it is with others, because really, you're never alone. You always have your mind there with you, judging, comparing, criticizing, making you miserable, saying, you shouldn't be laughing, you should be selling your, you know, property. If you put your mind aside for a little while, if you can put that mind, that critical, away for a while, just have fun and laugh, then you can get those wonderful health benefits of laughter every day.
I actually have two friends up in Denver, and one of them was going through cancer, and they decided to go to laughter yoga, and after class, they came over to talk to me, and they were still laughing so hard that I found myself laughing too, and we were all having such a good time, and I hadn't even gone to the class, so I'm sure that there are many, many health benefits from this, because laughter is supposed to release endorphins from your brain, and endorphins promote a sense of well-being. Isn't that correct? Is that one of the benefits to the physical health?
Well, thanks to endorphins, we have the pain-relieving aspect of laughter and also the good brain chemistry. We believe it goes something like this, and the release of endorphins translate into higher levels of serotonin, which leads to appropriately placed higher levels of dopamine in certain areas of the brain. And when we have enough dopamine in the right places in our brain, then we have the experience of what we call being happy. No stress, no worries, just feeling good. And you can increase levels of dopamine by taking dopamine precursors like narcotic drugs, but they have negative side effects, right? Tend to diminish our immune system function. When we're that happy, we don't care about our social relationships. But when we create natural endorphins, serotonin, dopamine, and have a happy brain, we don't have negative side effects. And work like this is based in healthy relationships. We improve our relationships with others by laughing with them, as opposed to, for example, taking heroin or cocaine. Usually when people do that, their relationships become worse, or they forget about the importance of relationships. But laughing with others gives us a healthy raise and a happy brain chemistry, and it does so by interacting with others and making them happy too. It's like a total win-win. Sharing laughter with others makes you happier and makes them happier. It's like, you know, this kind of laughter is like love. It's good for you, it's good for them, it's a total good.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I think this would be good in the airport when I'm having to sit there for 6 hours waiting on the next airplane. It'd probably help me and the other travelers if they saw me being strange and laughing by myself.
There are a couple of ways. We work on this in both the beginning and advanced level training. Ways you can laugh in public. People won't think you're crazy, and you might have the contagious factor, so they'll start laughing too. And the most popular and the easiest of this is the cell phone laughter, where you take your cell phone, turn it off first, so have it won't ring, and you put it up by your ear, and then you laugh as though you're hearing the funniest joke you ever heard in your whole life. And it's like you almost tell the person on the other end of the phone, which there is no person on the other end of the phone, and someone goes, oh, stop, stop. It's just like, I can't say, oh, stop. Oh, that's so great. And that kind of laughter, often people will, people in your environment, will hear it and they'll go, wow, I don't know what she's listening to, but it's going to sound great. Boy, and then they may even come over to you afterwards and say, what was that phone call you just had? And you can tell them, well, actually there was no one on the line. I was doing laughter exercise. I used the phone as a prop just to make it easier. And here's this guy you can go to, joyfulbee.com, and they'll teach you how to get a hold of laughter you want to improve your health. And, anything you want. It's like, yes.
I love it. I love it. Now, can you do this when you're driving as well?
Yes. I have a whole article. It's going to be a video soon on how you can laugh while you're driving. And laughing while driving is really very convenient because you're in a self-contained unit, the car, so people won't think you're laughing at them as long as they don't, point at them. So if you're laughing while driving, we advise that you can point at your dashboard or point at your rearview mirror, or point at things around you in the car, but don't point at other drivers while laughing. You might think you're laughing at them, and then they will stop driving safely if they look and see, do I have hair out of my chest, or my hair on my mouth, whatever. But yeah, laughing while driving is great, and one of the easiest ways to laugh while driving is pretend you're listening to something on the radio that's extremely funny, and you just laugh as though you're hearing one joke after another. And what you'll find is you'll want to laugh for about 30 or 40 seconds, and then take a break, take a few nice deep breaths, and then resume the laughing. And once you get into the habit of it, it's really quite easy, and it's incredibly pleasant. In fact, the first time I ever really tried this laughing while driving, it was because I had given myself a promise. I was going to laugh every single day for 15 minutes for 40 days. This is what Dr. Vittorio was in my training. He said, it's not going to make this a habit, so you won't want to stop. Every single day, laugh for 15 minutes for 40 days. And then afterwards, you won't want to stop. So I was fulfilling the homework assignment, but I was driving, and I knew when I got to where I was going, I couldn't laugh out loud. It was going to be a quiet thing. All I had was 20 minutes in the car. So I started laughing, and I did this laugh on for 30, 40 seconds, take a break for 20 seconds, and so on. And what I found was after I'd done the 15 minutes, it felt so good. So I kept going for another 5 minutes until I got to where I was going. Laughing is, laughing creates that chemistry of happiness in your brain. And basically, that's what people are here for on this planet, to do those things which give themselves and others joy beyond the restrictions and conditions of our mind, but into that place of our hearts. And we're just being one with each other and sharing love with each other. And this laughter is, in my opinion, a genuine expression of that kind of love and acceptance for others and celebration. This is a laughter of celebration, not of criticism.
Jeffrey, we sometimes see people that look like they've been weaned on a pickle or something, and I wonder, are people who just cannot laugh, that they just simply can't laugh no matter what?
I would say that there are very few people who have been so suppressed that their laughter is very deep. It's very deep, but it can be liberated. So fundamentally, I would say, everyone can laugh, and everyone wants to laugh. And without exception, every human being enjoys laughing. Research has shown that even children of parents who are deaf and cannot speak, but babies laugh. If the babies can, they start laughing. Now, they're not laughing to get a response from their parent because the parent doesn't hear. And the parent's not making the laughter sounds to train the child because these parents don't make those sounds. But it seems to be part of human nature when we're starting when we're quite young, like days or weeks, certainly months old, that we will laugh. It's a way of relief for ourselves. It's a communication to the environment around us. It feels good inside. It massages our internal organs. It's just, laughter seems to be part of human nature. And those few beings, our fellow human beings who've had their society that says it's not polite to laugh, or people will think you're not taking them seriously if you laugh. There are all these reasons that we are given why laughter is inappropriate. Once we get past those in a supportive environment, every human wants to laugh, and everyone can laugh.
I'm hearing a lot of benefits for laughter, for physical health and for emotional health, and I just believe, from listening to you especially, I believe that there's just nothing but benefits. But are there benefits for business if the people at work laugh more?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, talk about boosting morale. Perhaps the first immediate benefit is making the workplace a much more enjoyable place to go every day. Can you imagine what it would be like if everyone loved going to work every day? Every day they looked forward to it. And they said, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to work. It's like, I really want to get there early. And if work was a place of reliable joyfulness, it could be like that. And a regular laughter practice can do that. Make it be.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That every morning the employees show up and they punch in a phone call. 15 minutes later, there's the morning laughter session, which is done with management, staff, administration, all the workers. And they laugh together, and then they enjoy being with each other. They're laughter buddies as well as their work buddies. Another benefit is clearer thinking, because there's oxygen in the brain. People think better. They'll perform better. And reducing absenteeism.
And reduces absenteeism. Jeffrey, thank you so much. This has been absolutely wonderful having you with us today. We've been talking with Jeffrey Breyer, the director of the Laughter Yoga Institute, and I think we need to have Jeffrey back and talk about love and laughter. It'd be nice to know how that plays out, wouldn't it? This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. Thank you so much for listening to us today. And remember, listeners, I want to know what you want to hear about. So just email me, judy@judymorio.com, and never, ever, ever forget, you are more than enough.